This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
And you know what? When I saw House of Gucci in theater, he made a brief cameo and there was one person sitting behind me who gasped and then went, "Is that Reeve Carney?" And I was like, I have one other person in this movie theater that I could talk about this with.
That's very funny. He's hot.
Bane?
I would go with any member of Boy Genius.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. David Crosby. I tweeted this earlier. I don't think it was funny enough to keep up, so I deleted it instantly. But David Crosby, he died the way he lived, trying to divert attention away from Phoebe Bridgers. Because the Boy Genius cover came out tonight. Or today.
I didn't even think he died.
New switchboard.
Really?
Yeah.
You're in charge of it?
Eight different inputs for some reason. Every time I'm in here, something changes, and I'm expected to, like you guys were just saying, roll with the punches.
Is that a Korg? You got a Korg over there?
What is it?
It feels like some kind of Moog. Yeah. Like I'm like going to throw plates over my shoulder.
Beautiful. Like at a Greek restaurant.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, exactly right. A Taverna Tony's in Malibu.
Taverna Tony Zero.
That's really good. Yeah. My new alias is Tony Zero.
I like that.
Feel free to call me Tony
Zero. I'll call you Tony Zero.
Yeah.
I'll call you in the middle of the night and call you Tony Zero.
You've already heard his voice, but we've got Ian Carmel from All Fantasy Everything on the show.
Yeah.
We've got Amir Blumenfeld on the sax. I almost said Marika Brownlee. Anya Kanevskaya on the facts.
Is it Kanev? Did he say that correctly?
Kanevskaya.
It's close enough.
What is it?
Khan?
That's fine.
That's Ali.
Ali Kahanevskaya. Yeah.
I've thought about cutting off. I've thought about...
Kay.
This is my first time having to have my name out on the record somewhere.
Yeah.
I've thought about a new last name. What do you guys think?
Holy shit.
I think we should come up with one right now.
Anya Zero.
Anya Zero is good. Yeah.
Anya Tony Zero?
That's really good.
Tony Zeroskaya?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a hyphen or is that the whole...
Kanevskaya or Tony Zero?
Kanevskaya. First Kanevskaya and then Tony Zero.
It is. It's Russian. It's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
What about Anya Taylor Sour?
Well, that's pretty good.
Everybody. Everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked. Get started. Get started. Yeah.
So it never gets there, but is that the first version or the second version
Thank
of that
you.
Song?
Thank you. I ask That's, every time and no one reacts.
Come on, you have to let us know.
It's the second version.
Okay.
Yeah.
It started versus the R word. Is that the difference?
Yeah. That's the one.
Got it.
Was that in the first version? It's let's get R word, R word, R word.
Yeah.
Let's get R word in here.
Yeah.
And I always think you're going to. Like, I know you play the good one, but I always worry that you're going to play the bad one. Like, I always worry. I'm like, today's gag is that you're going to play the bad one.
You got to do it once. You have to do it once or people won't be afraid anymore.
Anya's the only one who's expressed fear around this. I forget that first version of the song even exists.
It was That's my first really thought.
Cool. Yeah.
It was my first thought.
Are you from Boston?
No. Mm. No. Portland, do you ask Oregon. Everybody that? It's my voice. My dad is from Brooklyn. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and no one there has an accent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have some weird... hybrid accent that I just can't explain.
I've never done this, but I'm sorry to interrupt.
The R word on the brain.
You've never done this?
I've never done this, but I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
You do that all the time.
Well, I was just saying, do you want to plug your book?
Oh, well, it doesn't come out until, okay, yes, I do. It's called
Why is he even here?
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Although, if you're in the jolly old UK, Philosopher's Stone.
I knew that.
Are you going to do an audiobook? Because you have the voice for it.
I am going to, but I'm going to do it as Gilbert Godfrey out of respect.
Lynn, let's hear that.
Respect for what? Yeah.
I was born in Beaverton, Oregon.
That's good.
He's really pretty good.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Is he dead?
He died.
Yes.
When?
Yeah. Shark attack.
Today.
earlier today. Shark attack. He was in Boston. He was in the Charles River and a shark swallowed him whole. Whale shark.
Jesus.
He was throwing tea.
He was spilling the tea. Gilbert Godfrey.
Wait, Anya's new last name. We're just loud.
What's that?
Turn it down.
What'd you say?
I was saying we didn't crack the Anya's new last name.
Really quick before you do that, is that the first version of the Bond theme? Or
Janet. No, you can say it as a joke.
Yeah, as a joke, it's okay.
Amir and I just held hands for a second. I had to stomp him.
But let's start with fucking sand. Yeah.
Anya Sand?
I don't know.
Anya Sand.
This is something that I really do need to figure out, and yeah. I have to do it now before I get any more famous on the podcast.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah, before the Dove.
I always just thought chopping just K, but that.
Anya K?
Yeah, but like K A Y E.
Oh. Mm.
Like Danny K.
Like Danny K. Or K Jewelers.
The way Ian just said,
oh, you're a nepo baby.
Yeah. That's actually a great idea, is to change your name to someone really famous so people feel like you didn't really make it there on your own.
Anya Nabisco.
That's really right. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Portmanteau.
What, Nabisco?
Yeah. It's like National Biscuit Company.
Oh, my
God. Isn't that like a portmanteau? It's like National Biscuit Company.
So now he's going to cut my...
cut what Amir said.
You could change your name to Natalie Portmanteau.
That's really good.
That's really good. Yeah.
Natalie Portmanteau.
That's really good.
Ian's coming in hot.
I'm drinking a dandelion ginger botanical tea.
I did a commercial once with, what's his name, Dave Bautista,
mm-hmm.
and he kept asking for these, like, ginger chews. You probably shot stuff with him.
We did.
Yeah. Did he ask for the ginger chews?
He did not ask for ginger chews, but he...
Was he sick?
He was awesome.
So sick. He was the most diligent about learning his lines out of anyone we ever worked with. He was, like, super off book, and when we changed lines, like, at the last second... It really threw him off. Because he like really wanted to do this like stupid cop interrogation sketch. He wanted to really nail it.
Wow. Yeah.
He was a really, really sweet guy. Yeah.
But that's
wrestling back.
Died today.
Right?
Shark attack.
Gilbert Gottfried ate him.
You drinking this dandelion ginger thing is the same energy as him eating a ginger chew, though. I feel like people who have like made it, they have like those specific snacks that only rich people can have.
Especially Dave and I,
who I would put in the same category.
Climbed the ranks of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
To eventually
fall from grace.
Fall from grace. Become famous for having weird squiggly lines on our bald head. What is that? How do you don't find that out until you like shave your head for the first time, right?
You're
I got a brain head.
Yeah.
I mean, some people you can kind of guess.
Yeah.
So.
I gotta be smooth. I haven't ever bicked it, but I gotta be smooth.
Have
you
buzzed it?
I've buzzed it.
We should
it
find out. Like, well, on the show.
Let's do it right now.
Shave my head on the show?
Live
crazy
show.
If enough people Venmo me, Amir will shave my head.
Six people.
Yeah.
Enough people.
You
six
get
people
cash.
Six people.
So, and then Amir shaves his head, which is also a plus for you.
Really, you should cut your hair because you've been growing it for 3 years. That's the bigger reveal.
Yeah, but I fear that like without the hair, I'm sort of a nothing burger.
That's real hair.
Yeah.
I thought it was a wig.
High praise.
Yeah.
Did you go a year without cutting your hair during the pandemic?
No. Because I didn't really, I just sort of went business as usual during the pandemic.
April 3rd, back in the fucking saddle.
Changed my behavior. I got more haircuts because it was easy.
I saw you at a Rudy's on May 2nd.
Yeah.
I was in there. I was like shotgun and high lifes.
I broke up with a guy during the pandemic because of that.
Because he just kept living his life as normal?
Yeah, he was like texting me from,
okay.
He kept texting me. He's like, I'm at Home Depot. And I was like,
why?
What's happening?
Yeah.
I guess that if you're going to be in a building, that was the one with like the highest ceilings, but also the one with the lowest vaccination rate.
And also definitely like the least like, what's the word? Like net, like it was not, you don't need anything in there.
No.
There's like CVS. I can see he like needed something, but.
But like at Home Depot, it's like, maybe I'll make a potato gun. Get back into that. Yeah.
No, I feel like people were doing a lot of at-home projects on like that year.
But was it like essential? Is that essential? Is that worth risking
people's
lives?
You're taking his side. It's unbelievable.
You kind of do. You guys are similar.
Really?
Bond of the week. Daniel Craig is out as Bond.
He's out?
Yeah.
Did that actually drop?
Yeah, he's not. He's been, that his last movie was the last movie he did.
Oh my God.
So every week until the next James is cast, we're lobbing up our pick for the next 007.
Okay.
My pick this week is Wanda Sykes.
That would be very good.
James Bonda Sykes.
Can I do an impression of Wanda Sykes, or is that not okay?
I'd like to hear it.
If I, is that okay?
We already got him here saying the R word, so I feel like we're good.
Can you, Larry! Is that?
That's really
that's
good.
All I can do. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's good.
It didn't feel like it was worth it. That made anyone mad. Sorry. If that made anyone mad, that was Wanda Sykes, who stopped by the studio.
Well, we're also video.
Deeply video podcast.
She did not appear on camera because of the ongoing sad
you lip sunk as she said it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amir, Bond of the Week?
Mm,
it matters. It matters.
It doesn't.
No, it matters.
It really doesn't. Logan Paul.
Why?
Because he's jacked.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Anya?
Pierce Brosnan? Have we thought about him?
He already did it, yeah.
He seems like he's got it. He could come back.
He had it. He has it.
He can come back. That could be cool. People are doing like the throwback thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't have to be upset, that upset.
No, it's, yeah. Because, like, any little thing can throw me off this entire hour. And you know that about
and
me.
This is it.
Why does it bother you so much, the idea of Pierce Brosnan?
Well, because I sort of have, like, this, like, agenda almost of, like, how I want the show to go, right? And then, like,
and that just sort of, that was a hard left turn for you.
That was almost the opposite. I thought you were going to say Wanda Sykes, which I was then going to performatively get mad at you for because I chose it. But
you thought she was going to say it, but you said it first. That was your first one.
He thought I was going to make like a joke and say his idea and then say Grace cut it.
No, I thought there'd be like parallel thinking. And then I would like playfully be like, oh, I'm pissed. But like, it's fun. Now I'm actually mad.
The energy in this room has changed.
Yeah.
It's usually entirely this.
Yeah. This is the whole thing.
Yeah, the first 8 minutes so were nice like light. Until
I think my mustache is having sort of like a leveling effect on him because we have like we both have mustaches.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like a... We feel safe and supported.
Brothers.
Yeah, brothers. Mustache brothers.
In a way. Yours is better.
No, I think yours is better.
No, mine is thin.
That's all right. Thin is in, baby.
Do you have a bond of the week?
You have a heroin chic mustache. A bond of the week. I think LeBron James, he's on his way out of the NBA in the next couple
really
of years
good.
Here. Let's shift him right into the Bond franchise.
LeBron James.
He's been a train wreck. Space Jam.
He was great in Trainwreck.
Yeah.
And I think he was really bad in Space Jam too. Is that fair?
It's kind of like, to put it in the basketball metaphor.
Go on.
Since Ian is a large fan too.
Hoops.
You don't want to give the role player too much playing time.
Yes.
Sometimes it's like instant offense off the bench, 6 minutes a game. And that's what LeBron did acting wise. He was great in Trainwreck.
Yeah.
Bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. Then they gave him the whole film.
Yeah.
Can I say something? And I'm not trying to do the whole like... I'm a girl. I have no idea what you just said. Like, the first part.
Like, you don't want, like, the guy who's, like, pretty good for 6 minutes a game to let him play for 42. Then it's like, oh, that's too much responsibility for that guy.
Yeah.
You still got nothing? You basically...
No, so you're saying basketball...
You know, like, Christine Baranski, if she's in a movie uh-huh. for, like, 20 minutes, you're like, this rules.
Yes.
But you're like, maybe I don't want to see, like, 2.5. That's a bad example, because I do want to see 2.5
No, I know what you mean, though.
Baranski.
It's more special if it's just cut down.
It's just like, she's good. She comes in, does 5, 6. I broke the microphone. This is mine, now. That's mine. I'm taking that home.
Strength in low numbers. They always say that.
Yeah.
And so LeBron only plays 6 minutes out of 42.
No, LeBron is great at basketball, but I'm saying acting-wise.
I see.
He was good in
that was my that was my confusion.
I wonder if we give it to Bronny. Just because, you know, considering.
He might not play basketball ever again.
Prayers up.
Yeah.
Truffle oil is kind of that kind of thing.
Yeah, like a drop.
Just a little bit.
Just a drop.
Just a drop.
Almost an imperceptible amount.
What the fuck has happened with truffle oil? And I'm just transitioning to stand-up. Like, this is Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen.
Actually, you know what we could do? We do a segment on this show called Marika Takes the Reins / Marika's Druthers. She's a staffer.
Oh, yeah.
She's not going to like that she's not here for this.
That's kind of why I want to do it. Let's do Ian Takes the Reins.
Or Ian's Druthers.
Ian's Druthers for 4 minutes. 4 minutes on the board.
Four minutes on the clock. And I can just gripe?
You can just gripe.
I can just gripe about anything?
Anything.
Should I actually launch into stand-up bits or should I...
Go for it.
The clock is going.
The clock, yeah.
I started talking about truffle oil, so this is not a stand-up bit, but it's just like, take it 5 minutes. Take it down a fucking notch. With the truffle oil, all right? Now there's truffle oil on everything all of a sudden. French fries? If you're putting too much truffle oil on French fries, you know what I think? The French fries can't speak for themselves. Now all of a sudden I'm finding truffle oil in the ketchup as well. It's on the fries and in the ketchup. truffle ketchup?
There's no escape.
There's no escape.
Sorry, Amir, it's actually Ian Struthers.
I feel like I lost a
minute on their pretty foot. Okay, maybe. All right. What is with these farm to table restaurants? You know what I mean?
Just 1 second.
Farm. Yeah, that's the only place they grow food. And table's the only thing you can eat off of. Yeah. Every restaurant is a farm to table. Arby's is a farm to table restaurant, folks.
That's good.
I've been having trouble looking my wife in the eyes. And
Jesus.
I know it's not because of her. And it usually happens after I go visit home, and you know, my parents divorced when I was 10 years old, and they've always had a cordial relationship, but spending any time with them, as much as I love them, does make me think about how at one point they thought it could never happen to them. And you know, my 1 year anniversary is coming up in 2 weeks, and are we just in the part of our movie before everything goes wrong? And sometimes I feel like I have this bomb inside of me just waiting to go off that's just going to destroy everything good in my life. And it doesn't mean I'm not going to try. That doesn't mean I'm not going to still do my best to be a good partner in this relationship. It doesn't mean I'm not going to, you know, like, you know, listen to her and support her and do things with her, you know, like on our anniversary. Just because I have this fear, it doesn't mean I'm not going to, you know, take her out to dinner. And and if we order fries at that restaurant, and this fucking truffle oil,
oh my god,
in that ketchup, I swear to god,
everything, it's too much.
I'm gonna lose it.
I wish we could get into it. We do have to take a break. Oh. But thanks for sharing.
Straight into an Athletic Greens ad.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp, guys. My social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
I don't think they're doing truffle oil so much anymore.
Char,
fuck me.
Charring grains with glee over skillet grooves, making rice burn gnarly. You'll have tons of fun as the bomba scalds, as we singe the specks of char. Oiling slick a pan, consistency of sand, ruining basmati. Long grain white rice scorched, Japanese short grain, all types of rice ignite. Will you cauterize? Will the grain sear thus? Burning rice, not barley. We'll forget soft rice as we force it down, as we house demolished rice. There is crispy rice, that's not what I mean. Crispy rice is fine. I'm talking about when it hurts to eat, cause you burnt the rice for hours.
There's an instrumental break now, so I really have to sit in it.
I had to Google the real lyrics because I thought I was having a psychic break. Because I thought there's no way he actually says barley in the song, but he does.
Fields ago. Many sauces help. To attain the singe, hoisin is my favorite. It'll glob onto every grain of rice and it'll blacken the whole wok. You'll remember me when you make this shift, eating rice that's gnarly. You can tell Omsby in its jealous wake that I changed the game of rice when I soldered that first grain. Now we all singe specks of char.
Really good backing track.
Yeah.
That's the first note. It's not that the lyrics were good. And
well, it's just wild with the writer's strike on, like, the amount of talent that is accessible.
What you're saying is he's technically scabbing by having written that song.
I think he's scabbed.
I saw
did
him
you write
it.
That?
No, no.
What did you think? Wait, first of all, Ian has no idea. None of, like, that was all out of the fucking left.
And yeah,
blue,
he has no questions.
Yeah, like, what did you think when that was happening?
Well, Ian actually has sort of insight to this because he's familiar with Omsby.
Is he?
Am I familiar with Omsby?
Omsby?
The Oregon Museum of Science and Industry?
I don't know what it stands for.
Omsby?
You remember at the old HeadGum office at the end of the street, there was that onigiri restaurant named Omsby?
Oh, yes, there was.
Did you ever go there?
No.
Well, so.
No.
Because Anya was talking and then the music started.
It did start, yeah. And then we were going to get into truffle oil.
Do you guys mind if we talk through these lyrics?
Well, even before we get there, I want to know what was going through your head when you heard Jeff starting to sing a new, like, do you know the song that it's based on?
What's that?
Yeah, by Sting.
Yeah.
Fields of Grain.
Fields of Gold.
Fields of Gold, yeah. As we walked in fields of gold. Yeah.
But he does say fields of barley at one point, which I was like, there's no way Sting actually says barley.
He says it.
And is that how you pick this song?
I think we referenced it last week, and then I was like, oh, we should do a rice song. So
I was just saying that Amir, I've never seen Amir brush you off the way he just did, by the way. He said,
and I do that a lot.
Yeah.
that amount was exceptional.
Charring grains with glee, over skillet grooves, making rice Bernarly.
What's Bernarly?
Bernarly.
Oh, Bernarly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baseball, we should set this up, I guess. Set the scene in a way.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No context at all. We were talking about truffle oil. A song starts, and
the audience hears this every time I do a fucking song, though. They're getting sick of it.
Alternated between thinking ChatGPT definitely wrote this, or ChatGPT will never be able to write this. And like, I earnestly didn't know which one I thought more.
So we used to get lunch from Almsby,
correct?
Because we were mostly in the office every day at that point.
Yeah.
And
this was in the middle of COVID.
Yeah, this was in the thick of it. Yeah. The thick of not only the pandemic but the onigiri itself, because it was a lot of rice. It was a ton of mayo.
Yeah.
And like a dash of fish.
Just a bit.
Okay, here's the thing. I think you're giving too much detail.
Okay, so let's split the difference.
All right.
Let's speed it up. Let's let 9 to 15 more seconds of sort of backstory.
All right. So we started
doing
the clock. We started. It jumped from 15 to 0.
I got it. That's actually a good idea.
Doing bits about rice over the years, and just in the office and on the show, and then it started to become burning the rice, ruining the rice, and then we started doing song parodies, and I'm putting together this album that I am going to try and record at Sound City Studios under Tony Berg's direct supervision. All right, here we go. Charring grains with glee over skillet grooves, making rice burn gnarly. You'll have tons of fun as the bomba scalds, as we singe the specks of char.
It's bomba.
It's a type of rice. Glad you asked.
Okay, so, great. Yeah. Is this going to be on Rap Genius at any point, or is just Genius?
Just
I would like to be able to dig into it a little bit more.
It's going to be on Rice Genius.
Wow.
Oiling slick.
That's his name.
Sorry
That's
for me for making a fucking joke that we stopped talking about your lyrics for 3 seconds. We're going right back into it, aren't we? Oiling slick of pan or some shit. What was it?
Bernarly Toppin over here.
Tony Zero the Rice Genius.
Bernarly Toppin. Maybe that's the artist name that I should release.
The Rice
it under.
Genius, yeah.
Yeah. Oiling slick a pan, consistency of sand, burning rice, not barley.
And sorry, that's also something he says a lot, even though it doesn't have that consistency.
No, sand is, or rice is sort of the consistency.
It's not.
It's not. No,
that's what I was saying. It isn't.
it's like tiny little guys. It's like,
that's what sand
tiny
is.
Little, but they're chewy. They're like.
Well, not when you burn them.
Or maybe I haven't been eating the right sand.
Long grain white rice scorched, Japanese short grain, all types of rice ignite. Anya?
No notes.
No notes. That's actually, but I thought maybe like, oh, that was a good, you know, assonance?
I said no notes.
Positive or otherwise?
That felt like you. Yeah.
And feel neutral about that.
Will you cauterize? Will the grains cauterize sear thus? Ruining basmati.
That's one of the best parts.
Yeah, that one fucking goes.
Yeah.
Because what's the real song? It almost sounds like that.
That's why I was looking at it.
Will we forget the sun and its jealous eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll forget soft rice as we force it down, as we house demolished rice.
And then there was a bridge that you sort of.
What happened?
I have a question.
I feel like we were having fun, and then somewhere along the way we lost it.
Probably the rice song. Yeah, the bridge.
Yeah.
Can we hear what that would have been?
What those lyrics would have been? I never eat rice that ain't busted. Don't care if I don't have other options. I would rather go hungry than not eat carbonized jasmine. As we singe the specks of char.
I want to amend my Bernie Taupin joke and instead call you Tim Rice.
Oh, that's really good.
That's good.
Just different Elton John collaborators. Getting jokes. That was the Tim Rice?
Leon Riesel.
Oh, Leon Riesel. That's a good one.
Theodore Geisel. Dr. Rice.
The actual lyrics don't make much more sense.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, this was like there back in 1998.
There is crispy rice. That's not what I mean.
Yeah.
Crispy rice is fine. I'm talking about when it hurts to eat because you burnt the rice for hours.
Crispy rice is
What is crispy rice? They just deep fry it or something?
Like a tuna crispy rice?
Yeah, but how are they doing that?
That's a great question.
Little oil in the skillet, and then, yeah, you like, I think you freeze the rice, cut it in squares.
Oh, you gotta freeze it.
It's just so that it stays in the square.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea.
Many sauces help to attain the singe. Hoisin is my favorite. It'll glob onto every grain of rice and blacken the whole wok.
Okay.
You'll remember me when you make this shift, eating rice that's gnarly.
You'll remember me so.
You can tell Almsby in its jealous wake, because it doesn't exist anymore, that I changed
Shark
the
attack.
Game of rice. When I smoldered that first grain. Now we all singe specks of rice. Namaste.
This is a pro-burning rice song?
That's what everyone should be doing. It's sort of like evangelical.
Now, can we do the whole thing about the actual lyrics? Go line by line?
Sure. Would you sing the entire thing again?
The actual song like switches. Like first it's in first person, and then he's like talking to you.
Yeah.
This is back when we found out Sting was having sex for 8 hours a day.
and I think it all made sense.
I think he realized he could say anything in the songs.
That's right.
Like, and 15 seconds into it would be like, 8 hours. Which you would never think about the lyrics.
I mean, they're very horny lyrics.
Yeah.
So
was this the same album when he was just like, I dream of Rosalie?
Yeah.
That song also didn't mean anything.
No, it didn't mean anything.
This was his old
I dream of rice.
We have to move on.
That's for you for next time.
What, do you want to get something out? Because we have to move on.
You're right about the truffle oil.
Thank you.
Yeah. Definitely
I don't think they're doing that. I think that was early 2000s.
Maybe like a football.
2010s.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that was probably, that reference was at 4 years late at best.
But you're still upset about it, which is okay. And I see you and hear you. And we make space for you for that.
Thank you for holding that space. Yeah.
What was the other one?
Desert Rose, I think it was called.
Desert Rice.
I dream Desert of rain, rice. LA, LA.
Oh no.
He starts singing about rice again. Okay, so this is just the whole show now, I guess. Rice.
I made it through all the levels of the Jeopardy auditions.
Wow.
Including to the point where they like, were like, hey, will you, like, they were like, we're going through my IMDb.
Wow.
To make sure, like, that nothing conflicted.
Wow.
And either they read my tweets and decided they didn't like me, or something on my IMDb was like, we can't put this guy on the show.
Or maybe you were like almost Celebrity Jeopardy and they're like,
this is what I think.
That.
I think I'm like in between. Yeah. I'm definitely not famous enough to be on Celebrity Jeopardy.
But you're too famous to be on regular Jeopardy.
But I'm too famous to be on regular Jeopardy.
Damn.
And who will sing my song?
This is Celebrity Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
Okay. Do I need my glasses?
But that TV is usually on.
Yeah, then I have to edit it in and it looks bad, so I figured doing it on the frame would be better. Anyway, also the GoPro cut out so nobody can see me for the rest of the episode. But
wait,
this is
just plug it in. Can I?
It doesn't matter. People don't need to see me.
It's kind of nice to see you occasionally.
You have a great outfit on.
Thank you. I really needed to hear that.
Your hair looks on point. You look moisturized. I think the people would love to see it.
Just take that white cable right there that's plugged into the switcher.
This is the one I meant to do. Yeah.
Live.
Do I need my glasses?
No.
Okay.
This is Jeopardy! Welcome to Jeopardy Summer Edition. Your categories are... There we go. The categories are Fun in the Sun, Summertime Sadness, Important Getaways, Barbecue Fowls, and Would-Be Summer Blockbusters.
It'd be funny if barbecue fowls was like the bird kind.
Yeah. Can you fix that?
Well, there's no.
No, I can't. Is the GoPro on?
The GoPro is on.
We're back.
We're back. We're back in business. Ian's team one, Amir's team two, Anya's team three.
Okay.
We used to do this for actual cash, and I used to Venmo people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can do
that. What happened to that?
Prohibitively expensive.
Prohibitively expensive. They tax you on transactions now, so.
Oh, is this, but is it, would it be really for like $100?
Yeah.
Someone won $1,200 once, and almost, I would always beg for it back, and always everyone would always send it, but
for
one time.
Sake, I would definitely not give it back.
Caleb Heron didn't give it back.
Caleb Heron didn't give it back?
For like a week, yeah.
Oh my God.
anyways, here we go. Let's start with Ian. Ian, you control the board, guest of honor style.
All right, let's go barbecue fowls for 200, please.
Barbecue fowls for 200. Something you shouldn't say at a backyard barbecue. There are no right answers.
There's no right answer. Okay.
So you're going to get it wrong, basically, he's saying.
No, there are right answers. You might get it right.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say there's one right answer.
Is it something you've said?
I mean, even if it was, you've never seen me at a barbecue, so. I don't know.
Well,
you can buzz in. Or...
Oh, buzz.
What?
Is this McRibs? Is this McRibs? What
in
is
the
this?
Form
is
of
this
a question.
Oh, what is? Is this? What is this? Is this McRibs?
holy shit. What if it's right?
Jesus Christ.
Now, what does that sound like?
That means he was incorrect.
Incorrect sound.
So we can play two ways. You guys can still guess, or we can do it. If one person gets it wrong, it's over.
Let's get through it. We're not going to be here all day. We have stuff to do.
Okay. The correct answer was... What is... You call this hosting?
And then you say LOL?
LOL, yeah.
Interesting.
Lol?
Lol. Amir controls the board.
I'll go B of A for 100. It's just the one of your bookmarks.
Yeah, let's have a look.
B of A.
We've done this before and I'm not doing it again.
All right. Barbecue fowls for 100.
Barbecue fowls for...
Oh, pump fake. I went 100 at the end.
Asshole. We're doing 300. The worst song to hear at a barbecue.
It might be one of the Sting songs we just
heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boop.
Yep.
The your rice parody
of
what
Fields
is?
Of Gold.
Fields what
of
is? Gold
by, what is your rice parody?
The correct answer is Murder Most Foul by Bob Dylan.
What is that?
It's a 20-minute song about JFK's assassination that came out recently.
So wait.
Really?
Right.
Who does he pin it on?
He doesn't even really take a stance.
He
it's just
come to
historically accurate.
CIA.
CIA. Gotta be the
That's
CIA.
Why it's 20 minutes. Anya, he has to explain the whole thing.
Controls the board.
I'll do Summertime Sadness for 200, please.
Sadness for 200. Coming to terms on a roller coaster.
Coming to terms. What does that mean in this case? Coming to terms with what?
Oh.
Yeah?
Coming to terms with what?
That's the answer.
What is coming to terms with?
You have to guess what coming to terms with.
You said, oh, like you figured it out, but that's not going to be the answer.
That's not a question.
The correct answer is, what did Jeff experience on his 13th birthday after his parents sat him down to say they were getting a divorce? This was at Disney World.
They told you at Disney World? At the beginning of the day?
But they're not divorced.
At the beginning of the roller coaster?
The end of a day and then the next day.
Aren't your parents still together?
They didn't get divorced, but they really thought they were going to.
Whoa!
Which is somehow
Space
more confusing.
Maybe the thrill of telling you was all the excitement they needed to rekindle the flame.
Was a flume ride.
Wow.
Ian controls the board. What? Dude.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
When did they tell you they weren't getting divorced and where
they
was
that? They
never
did. They just never did it.
Waters.
You're still
a year later.
Are you still waiting? Because they still
great
might.
Adventure. They might have been in the process for what?
They might still
13
be.
13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ian controls the board.
Fun in the sun for 300.
Fun in the sun for 300. Sowing seeds and watching them bear fruit.
Oh, what is the meaning of life?
Oh.
Ooh.
He's thinking about it.
The meaning of all life or just maybe some people's like, certain MOs?
clarifying question from the host.
Trebek would never do that.
Yeah. R.I.P.
So is it the first what you said or what I said?
I guess what you said.
Correct!
Thank you.
What is planting anxious thoughts amongst friends and watching the group dissipate due to infighting?
Yeah. When are we gonna run out of water?
Yeah.
Coming up, right?
It is coming
what
up.
What is?
Although the drought's
when
not,
we run out of water.
There's no drought anymore.
Sure, nice. For now.
For now.
Well, that's what they're telling us. And that's what they would tell us right before we actually did.
We should have a conspiracy segment because I have a couple ideas.
We could do JFK. We could do water.
We already talked about 9/11 today, so don't ask him about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to pitch Ian this podcast idea? It's pretty good.
Let me have it. You should know that I was in Al Qaeda. So, like, I. It's kind of a sensitive issue.
You'd be a great guy.
I had no idea.
On the controls, the board.
They don't just do terrorism, they do a lot of other stuff, too.
No, and like I was big on stewardship.
Infrastructure. Yeah. I was at it was a theater camp.
Yeah. You were a director.
Yeah.
That's nice.
What is the 9/11 podcast?
We're going to have to bleep all this because we have to make it.
Well, you don't have to make it. Just
no, I
that's
I
not
want
why
to
we're
going to
bleep all of it.
Fine idea.
Anya, you control the board.
What is, I mean, no, that's not how we do this. Would be, you want me to, are you,
you
doing
pick
that?
One.
No, I know. Are you hovering over that one because you want me to do it?
No, I just couldn't see the mouse because it's far away.
Would be summer blockbusters for 100.
Would be summer blockbusters for 100. A quad rom-com starring the Sklar brothers and the Williams sisters. You might get this.
Really?
Oh, wait. I think I might know it.
Oh, wait. Is this an actual?
I'm just thinking of a joke.
Oh, what is tennis any fun?
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
That's like better than what he wrote, I bet.
Amir?
What is men are from?
Sklars. Sklars.
Women are from Venus.
Yeah.
The correct answer is, what is when Venus and Serena met Jason and Randy?
Wait, yours was better.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess it's
I
not
don't know,
because
it's sort of like a quad, and so it's like, when Harry met Sally, or what, this one would be when Venus.
What's
and
what's the quad?
Do you think the Williams sisters are twins?
No.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wait, what's a quad rom-com?
Like
it's where
four people
fall in love
okay.
at once.
But that doesn't, his answer was still better. So.
Mm-hmm. Amir controls the board.
Let's do the movie thing again.
Would be summer blockbusters for 200, an absurdist dramedy that follows HeadGum staffer Dane Cardiel as he's pegged by a songstress.
Yeah, God forbid we cut other stuff out. Gotta get to this fast.
Hitting the high notes.
That's good.
That's better, so I'll give it to you. What we were looking for was singing inside Dane.
The whole game should just be this.
Yeah, Ian we get to see how Ian makes better movie titles in 2 seconds.
Even though you had a week to work on it.
Important getaways for 200.
Important getaways for 200. A must-see village that grounds us in our great American past, summer or not.
Is it Colonial Williamsburg?
Correct!
The one time someone actually got it right, you can't execute on the wow. Yeah. That's the first time anyone's actually gotten
a
question.
That's
right.
a real question.
By the way, this isn't an impossible game to play. Everybody likes to think that it's like gotcha journalism in a way, but it's like there are right answers that you could get.
What part of this is journalism?
Yeah.
sort of, yeah. Let's have you control the board so I can ignore the question.
Would be blockbuster.
I guess important getaways for 300.
Important getaways for 300. The only place to get both rays of sun and counsel from above.
What is heaven?
No, it's going to be like a...
Yeah.
What is...
That was to Amir.
What is Jimmy Buffett's combination... Jimmy Buffett's combination cheeseburger in paradise / Catholic seminary?
You weren't right until the very end. What is Vatican City?
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, what does the rays of sun have to do with
it? The sun doesn't not shine in Rome. Ian controls the board. Neck and neck.
Great point.
Amir has no points, but Anya and Ian are tied. By the way, the prize, I think, is like one slew of genuine compliments for me.
Really? Eye contact?
I'm rarely earnest. We'll do eye contact. Okay. We'll do eye contact if you break 1,000. If you don't break 1,000, you get the slew, but you don't get eye contact.
What am I at right now?
You're at 500.
Oh, would be blockbusters for 3.
Would be blockbusters for 300. A prescient 1920s period drama about the inevitability of Paul.
Wait.
What is postmodern Dano?
That is really close, though.
Really?
I might, just because he's in the movie that this is a parody of, I'm going to give it to Amir. We were looking for what is There Will Be Run. Oh, and Dano's in that movie.
Yeah.
Amir controls the board.
Doesn't really matter at this point.
Doesn't really matter. Let's do important getaways for 100. A historical site that one shouldn't forget to visit if they want a meaningful summer. Yeah.
What is One World Trade Center?
Ooh.
No. Shouldn't forget. I guess that works for...
Yeah, that's my, you're proving your mind that is mine. Is mine yep. Fits.
The Holocaust Museum.
That would also be meaningful, but no.
So those are the only two things I think we're not.
And the shouldn't
to forget.
Forget is like never. That's like
never forget.
Right. No, we were looking for what is the Alamo.
Oh.
Oh yeah, we
remember
do,
the Alamo.
We do remember that,
that is.
Well, that's kind of remember the Alamo. Right. Never forget the other one.
Yeah. No, you're right. You know what? Sorry.
you're not
I can't
points,
give points to everybody, but I am sorry.
Yeah.
Anyone call it out? I don't know whose turn it should be.
Summertime sadness.
Summertime sadness for 100. Doing intensive labor in the yard.
What is a bad way? What is a sad way to spend the 4th of July?
Of July or June?
Labor Day.
Labor Day or June?
June.
Memorial?
I'll give it to Amir. What is how Jeff spent most of his childhood Junes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Childhood Junes.
Big yard?
Kind of.
Yeah.
We lived in farm country.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
300. Summertime sadness.
Okay. Summertime sadness for 300. Trader Joe's key lime tea cookies.
Oh, those are good.
Oh. Yep.
What is what your parents gave you when they told you they're not having a divorce?
That's pretty good.
Farm country, so there wasn't really a Trader Joe's within driving distance.
Mm. That explains a lot.
About my personality, or...
Do not look at me.
We were looking for... What did Jeff choke on at the Silver Lake Meadows 2 years ago?
Oh.
2 weeks ago.
You choked on it.
Yep. Like, Ian controls
you,
the board.
Did you need to have the high
water.
Mic? Oh.
Ian controls the board.
Fun in the sun, $200.
Fun in the sun for $200. A cream that helps prevent sunburn.
Prevent.
I'll give you a hint. It's not sexual.
Is it SPF based?
It's also not your decision. Whether or not it's sexual.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Show is me it, lube.
What is aloe vera juice?
Both were wrong. We're looking for
Miracle Whip.
I'll give it to Ian for that.
Because I did the Family Guy whip.
What is a ton of half and half that's spilled onto you, ruins your day, so you decide to stay inside?
Oh.
Mm. I get the cream part now.
Yeah.
And also, I could be sexual.
Controls the
half
board.
And half?
Humiliation? Yeah.
A milk that's fetish? That's
yeah.
You know
very
that
regular.
Photo of like the two women and one's like holding the other one's like ponytail and she's like force feeding her milk?
Yeah.
That's sort of like my whole thing.
Is that your whole thing? Are you the ponytail or the force feeder?
Usually the force feeder.
He's okay. The one taking the photo.
You're the one taking it. Oh. Kind of an Ansel Adams type.
Actually,
they take a picture?
He's the one sitting at home looking at the photo. For me,
he's the one. No, it's just framed on my gallery wall.
Yeah. Fun in the sun.
Fun in the sun for 100. A collection of grains near water.
Rice? What is rice?
Absolutely correct.
Wow.
Callback. It's what is a sack of rice waiting to be soaked outside?
Yes.
That's what makes it in the sun. Ian controls the board. Last one up. What happened to the screen?
It's there. You're there.
Potpourri. barbecue fowls, 100.
Barbecue fowls for 100. Ian... Nobody's going to get over 100, and also nobody can beat Ian, but this is just for shits and giggles. The one thing you don't want to be seen doing at a barbecue. Amir, you might want to remember your first guess in this category.
Wow.
What was my first guess? It was, oh, the McRib thing? What is a McRib?
Incorrect. What is taking multiple racks of rib off the grill and putting them in your bag for later?
Okay.
Guys...
Good job, Ian.
Thank you.
That's really impressive for your first time on
Thank
the show.
Thank you. Yeah.
It felt great. Career high.
That was
Jeopardy!
Shit!
I hate this studio.
Jesus, man.
Right.
Why doesn't this go immediately into a Wheel of Fortune parody?
Honestly, get over there.
Come on.
Rice of Fortune.
Wheel of Rice.
All right. Well, Ian, you won. Do you want the slew of compliments,
yes,
or did that feel okay?
Are you kidding me? You don't have to do the eye contact.
We don't know each other that well, yeah, but I've always seen you around the HeadGum office, and you've always been very kind to me.
Yeah.
And when I was working at Carpool Karaoke, yeah, I would see you at CBS TVC. I was just telling Anya this because she was like, "What's Ian like?" I was like, "He's very nice." Yeah. And you used
didn't
to say hi
that,
to me.
Didn't
you definitely you didn't need to do that. So I think for the viewers at home, just know that Ian Carmel is a very nice person.
You didn't inquire as to.
Also, when people ask for stand-up recommendations, you're the first person I ever.
Oh my god, thank you so much.
Because your bit about how you look like an Italian pizza box logo,
yeah,
is one of my favorite bits.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, plugs.
I had to keep a mustache for that very bit.
Yeah, but now it's just for fun. Now you don't know who you would be without it.
I really don't.
Yeah.
No, it's a comfort stash. It's a third eyebrow.
Yeah. And just so we can balance it out, Amir, when you wear shorts, the energy in the room is sour. Mm. On you're fine.
good legs. He has good legs.
It's almost meaner not to say something mean about Anya because it's like she can't handle.
Well,
it,
she just looked at me like.
No, I felt because I was like, that's a real thing you're saying to Amir, who has to be like on camera all the time.
Yeah. My shorts do read.
He's taking his sneakers off. He's so upset. What happened? Why is your sneaker off?
I took my sneaker off earlier to adjust my sock.
Plugs.
You guys know Jack Sock?
Just plugs is fine.
Yeah, Jack. I was gonna say Jack Sock's Instagram.
Who's Jack Sock?
He's
Jack
a fucking tennis Sox? Player.
Ah,
his name's Jack Sock. Jack Sock sounds Jack like a, something a teenager had. And they're like, don't.
Yeah,
even,
that's your Jack Sock over there.
That that's
mom.
Really good.
Yeah, the mom knows not to.
Did you guys do the Jack Sock? I never did it. I feel like that's unless you have like.
Why are you
Pima
not
cotton.
Asking me?
It's never been like a consistent.
I feel like I don't. I'm nervous about that.
It was a toilet paper man.
Yeah,
easier to dispose. Never understood
toilet
the
paper
sock
roll
at all. Yeah,
no, I would always just sort of do paper. It back while backpedaling. I would go to the backyard and just sort of like backpedal around. So I never had to deal with it.
Oh, interesting.
Just so it was always in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was playing defense. In a basketball game, just
or
kind of backpedaling. Yeah, yeah. Ha, ha. Anyway, so I've never really had to deal with it. It feels like it's better for the environment that way.
Yeah, you're
I'm from Oregon.
Yeah. I feel like it's rough material socks, especially like if you have like, you know. Hands.
Oh, yeah. If you're a teenager.
Let's get really into it. Let's get really into it,
I
even
think
up to recently.
It's already
when
been
when was
asked.
Last time you sort of self-completed?
Well, now I prefer a shower because it's very easy. You don't have to worry about anything. You're not disposing of anything.
Well, you have to worry about the friction.
A baby shower or a wedding shower?
Plugs! Ian, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people to?
If you don't listen to All Fantasy Everything, I'll come to your house and I'll kill you.
Heard it here first.
Cut of the episode.
I do. If you're up for it in the next couple months, I'd love to have you back on because you sent. I had another idea. I had another segment idea that revolved around your show's format.
I'll come back on this as often as you'll have me.
Because
this is really
fun. Required prep, and you had emailed me last night, and I hadn't finished the segment yet, so I was like, this is too short notice, but yeah.
Literally anytime you'll have me. This is
great.
This was a blast. Listen to All Fantasy Everything. that's really all I have to promote right now. Listen to Sting's later work. There's a lot of good stuff in there. And keep an eye out for my book, T-Shirt Swim Club.
Oh. That's a great title.
Available like early next summer.
I
hopefully.
Did shirt in the pool.
I was a shirt in the pool guy.
I did shirt
Were you
in the
a
pool.
Chubby little dude? Or
I
did
was
you
a chubby
it?
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did shirt in the pool in Turks and Caicos on a family vacation. This was the same one that I walked. I talked about this the other week. Where I walked out of, we were like in a hotel and there was like we were on the bottom floor of like the building.
Yeah.
And there's like a screen door that goes out to the like the deck or whatever, the pool deck. And I just walked straight through the screen porch. And the reason why I was walking, I'm telling this poorly. I saw a group of young girls walking past.
Nice.
I was also young. And they were my age.
Maybe
they were my
younger.
Age. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, let me walk past them playing my Nintendo DS. They'll
Absolutely.
Think that's awesome. And instead I like walked through a screen door and just kind of collapsed onto the pavement.
swim shirt on.
Nothing else on.
Nothing else. Bottomless.
It would have been cool if you could have found out you had like sort of like an Alex Mack ability to just sort of move through solid.
Wow. What a reference.
Yeah.
You're giving me a lot of credit.
Yeah.
But the DS would just
get stuck. Yeah.
Wow.
Did your Nintendo DS, was that like a frequent prop in
in Seeming Cool?
In
Seeming Cool and Flirting?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah.
Still is. Amir?
Yeah. All Fantasy Everything.
Got to.
Anya?
Yeah, have to.
As a supervising producer on All Fantasy Everything, yeah. I think you should listen to All Fantasy Everything.
Have to.
Oh, yeah.
Because none of us are responsible for what happens if you don't.
I think we're really trying to like steer it away from like the
threats,
kind of
threats.
Legally binding death threats.
We're not, but people know we're recording this offshore, so we can't be held liable. Right? They know we're like 6 miles off the.
HeadGum has like
a Catalina office.
Yeah,
yeah. They have what was the Scientology boat called?
Oh,
I don't remember.
I don't know, and I never have. I don't know why I made that noise.
We shouldn't
like I did.
Talk about it.
Forget it.
The Island Sea or something.
The SS Great Ideas and Good People.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think I can't find out where you live?
Me?
Anyone listening. You included. You think I don't have the tools
right
at my disposal?
I found it very easy to find where people live.
I am on the dark web. It's dark.
Yeah.
The only light is a fucking address, bro.
That's awesome.
The only light is a fucking address?
Yeah.
The only way out is in, basically.
Meaning?
Meaning that he'll find you.
I'll find you.
And he'll kill you.
You're talking to the listener.
You're listening, too.
I like that instead of looking right at the camera, you are looking right at Jeff, which is so scary for him.
I forgot we were on camera here.
He's been afraid of you since that talk earlier he was talking about.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm really scared.
He's a really scary guy. I'm a scary guy.
Yeah.
This camera right here?
Yeah.
Listen up. Chris, a lot of people named Chris. If you don't listen to All Fantasy Everything, where we fantasy draft anything from the world of pop culture, whether it be Nicolas Cage music or sandwiches, it's not gonna be fast either. It's gonna take a while, and you'll know it's happening while it's happening.
And what's a good episode for people to start on? What's a
recent
episode?
Oh my god, there's so many. If you want to go all the way back, sandwiches, the mall, Taco Bell menu items. We just did an auction draft with Shea Serrano. Buffets is great.
Yeah.
Of 90s action movies.
Wow.
Where you had to draft within like something from a franchise, something foreign, something domestic, something that doesn't really seem like an action movie, but you could make the argument, and then a wild card. So we're having a lot of fun on there.
Oh, yeah. And I'll just end it on an earnest and slightly sad note, but I lost a good friend of mine over the weekend, so always make time for those you love, because you never know how long you're going to have with them. And, yeah.
That's nice, Jeff. That's good advice.
It doesn't have to be sad, but just...
No, it's nice.
Yeah. Go see your friends. Go visit them. Tell them you love them. As we singe the specks of char... We'll ride out on this.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.